As a free, not-for-profit service, Cradio requires the support of people like you to help keep us going in our mission. To donate, visit cradio.org.au/donate. Prayer Silence and the Order of St. Benedict, an interview with Sister Hilda Scott. We're joined here today with Sister Hilda Scott, who has given a few talks here at ACYF.
I have.
From what I've heard, has been well received.
They have. People have been beautiful.
Yes. And now, Sister, you're a Benedictine nun as well, is that right?
I am a Benedictine nun, yes, from the Benedictine Abbey at Jamberoo.
Oh, that's lovely. And how long have you been a Benedictine?
I've been a Benedictine nun for something like 26 years now.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I guess just for our listeners who aren't so familiar with the Benedictine order in general,
yes.
Can you just share a little bit about that?
Delighted. Yeah. The Benedictine Abbey at Jamberoo, we live the rule of St. Benedict, and the rule of St. Benedict has been around since the 500s.
Wow.
It's lasted a long time. It's lasted more than any other rule that's ever been written. And the reason that it's lasted is because it's so balanced.
Mm.
It's so human.
Yes.
It starts out with the words, listen with the ear of your heart. So taking on from that rule, Benedictines, both monks and nuns, are traditionally called seekers of God.
Wow.
So our every aspect of our life, and we mostly live a life of silence, every aspect of that is geared to the seeking of God.
Mm.
So there is prayer in our life, a fair bit of it, and we start early in the morning. But that's right and proper that we do, because our life is a life given for other people.
Amen.
We're not out on the streets. It's by exception that I'm here now. We're not out on the streets. Mm. What we're doing is dealing with life's pain from the inside out. So our job is to seek God, and our job is to actually take the place of every hurting person in this world, whether they believe in God or not, to take their pain to God. We do that, I say again, through our silence. We do it through our prayer. We do it through our work. Every millisecond of our day is given to God for Him freely to do whatever He wants to do with it.
Mm.
And the hope, our belief, is that He does take it and into the lives of people we will never meet.
Mm.
Joy comes, comfort comes, healing comes, forgiveness comes. They got no idea where it came from, but we do. It comes from what we do every millisecond of the day. We are enclosed, so being out here is by way of exception. And it's right that we're enclosed. If we were any other way, then our message would be diluted.
Mm.
It's important that we live the life we've been called to live. Benedictine nuns at Jamberoo are enclosed quite rightly, so we can concentrate on what we need to do for the hurting people of this world.
Wow, that's incredible. And it's I think in probably today's day and age, it's very radical and very almost unheard of, you know.
It is a radical way of life.
Yeah.
And I myself think, what's the point of living a life that's mediocre?
You know, amen.
Be radical. Do something different. And unless in this world that is so consumed with noise, somebody has to be living silence to keep
yes.
it in the world, keep it there.
Yes.
In this world that is so consumed by narcissism and egoism, people have to be there who
yes.
likewise are simply giving their life. It's kind of healing for the world. So, yes, it is radical, because right now it's radical living that God needs.
It is. And I guess, you know, just you mentioned a lot before about prayer and silence.
Yes.
And I think one of the things I'm noticing, especially in our
not, you know, in myself and you know, in other people around us, is we don't have much capacity for prayer and silence sometimes.
No.
You know, we try to fill up our life with so much noise.
Mm.
Would you mind just sharing a little bit about the importance of prayer and silence and retreating
Absolutely.
Into, you know, in our day-to-day lives?
Mm. Absolutely. Firstly, prayer.
Mm.
Prayer, rightly understood, is not me connecting with God.
Mm.
Prayer, rightly understood, is God connecting with me.
Yes.
And God is in communication with us all the time. The importance of us being people who connect with God in whatever way we do it, just simply talking to God, simply thinking about Him, or taking a bigger step and opening up the Scriptures, in whatever way we do it, it's important because we're furthering the relationship between God and ourselves. Prayer starts with God. And whenever I feel moved to call out to God for help, to call out to God with my own request, and He loves it. He loves it when people call out to Him, when they ask Him stuff. Loves it. Now, when I'm moved to do that, that's only God calling my name. That's all. If in our world more people would allow God to call out their name and respond, then, hey, it's a much better place. The importance of silence is that without silence we live an unreflected life.
Mm.
When there's nothing but noise, 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 I don't get a chance to think a thing through. I don't get a chance to get into the deeper, into touch with the deeper motivations of my own heart. Without silence, if you will, I live a life that's simply on a fast motorway. Boom.
Yes.
It's only a trip. I don't see what I'm passing by. I don't have time to stop and smell the flowers. Furthermore, I believe that silence and prayer are part of our DNA. Without it, we pretty much die.
Amen. So, for those people who are, you know, looking to enter into prayer more deeply but are struggling, is there any tips or words of advice that you could give to them?
Yes. My advice is keep talking to God. Whether you feel it or not, keep talking to God.
Persevere.
Yeah, look, Hank, keep it. Keep it going because, as I said, this is God calling your name. All you got to do, as you do with a relationship that's important to you, if somebody in your life is important to you, you hang in there. You keep doing lovely things. You
Yes.
take distance when it's needed. You speak kind words, but you stay there if that person's important. If God is important, but firstly, we're important to God, so God stays there. He just hangs in. If God's important to us, then you just stay there, keep at it. Don't look for any fancy ways to answer this. Don't look for any new tricks. Don't try and smarten your prayer up at all. There's nothing to smarten up. Just keep talking to God. It doesn't matter. In little ways. That's all you need. Don't try and do the big things. Just keep doing the little things. It works.
Amen. Sister, thank you so much for your wisdom. Thank you so much for your time. And thanks for being here in this very noisy environment. Must be very different from from the Abbey.
It is. But it's a joy. And thank you very much, John. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, the pleasure's been ours. Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Sister. And we're praying for you and your continual prayers.
Please do.
And your ministry in healing others through prayer.
Thank you very much. It's
thank
much
you.
Appreciated.
God bless
thank
you, sister.
You too.
That was Sister Hilda Scott with Prayer, Silence and the Order of St. Benedict. For more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.